Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPA, SLA, SLAACRRRMMDRAHAFA, or any of them guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And special guest star
Tara.
Tara from Tombstone, Arizona.
Woo-hoo. Tara from Tombstone.
We're terminally unique in Tombstone. So, what's going on, Shelley? What's happening?
I'm just trying to download the boozing.
This is the bantering part. So, what's going on with Tara these days? What's happening?
Well, I was going to move to Los Angeles, and then I didn't. And so that's fun. Yeah, I'm just rocking out in recovery, you know, just rocking out.
Yeah, right into the mic is always good.
Yes.
like
my
you're,
bad.
Like you're going,
into the mic.
Yeah. Shelly was, okay, for those at home that couldn't see that, Shelly was like doing the deep throat symbol on the mic, which I don't think is necessary. I will have you know that this is two on one here. Two women and me. This has never happened on this show before.
No, it's never.
Really?
That's not true. We had Megan. We had Megan H.
Oh, we had Megan. Yes, we had Megan.
Okay. Okay.
Megan's a really big DJ in LA was on.
Oh,
actually,
that's
she
really
was.
Cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Mm-hmm. That was cool. So you're thinking about moving to LA.
Yeah, I was thinking about moving to LA.
What happened with that?
It didn't.
It didn't.
It didn't happen. So my husband's been working out there for the last couple of months, and we thought it would be great to move to the beach. You know, we tried Tombstone. Let's try something else. And, you know, we just decided that for our recovery program, for our family, et cetera,
for your
we
sanity
would stay.
And driving?
Yeah, you know. I keep hearing how bad the traffic is out there. And I mean, I lived in Columbus, Ohio for a long time. So, you know, the traffic can get pretty bad there during rush hour. But I don't know. I hear that it's nothing like Los Angeles.
I used to drive an hour to go 16 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, during rush hour in Columbus, it's like that, too.
Yeah. But so, Shelley, what are you up to? What's going on? What's shaking, bacon?
Nothing.
I don't
All
know.
Right.
I'm doing the same thing
Try
I did
and leave it better
week.
Than you found it. Be the example.
No, I go to church. I go to work. Well, actually, I log into work because I work from home. I go to church. I go to meetings. I mend hymnals. I make jewelry. I crochet. I brush the dog.
She deep throats the microphone.
She does deep throw the microphone.
Brushing the dog
very well.
Is
very
almost
well.
A full-time job now.
Yeah, we got a husky that's blowing coat.
You could sit there and brush him yesterday.
All
Today's
day.
Sunday. Yesterday I brushed him for like 40 minutes and he still looks ragged and he's got bits coming off of him.
Yeah, like you'll brush him and like 5 minutes later there's hunks of hair going to fall
and
off.
And I brushed him until the point where, you know, he's getting, and he gets that annoyed thing, like he starts shuffling away from you like, okay, I'm done with this, mom. Yeah, we did that like 20 times.
And I like you brushed him yesterday and I still have hair all over my work shirt too, you know, because I'm just like, oh, it's X, I love you. And he's like, oh, it's Tara, I love you too.
Who are you saying? Now Bruce is pointing at the thing. Who's spiking?
I think she might be a slightly bit high.
Me?
No.
I'm a little too high.
But you, I mean, you can probably fix it when you're the queen of editing.
That's
so
true.
I'll just
normalize it when I edit.
Okay. Well, that makes it easy then.
Yes.
So.
Sorry, guys. I'm getting used to this whole new gig over
it's
here.
It's okay. Well, we're excited because we've got a third here for, you know, we'll just see how you like it. And when we're done, she'll be like, fuck you guys. That was fucking horrible.
Never coming back.
Never come back. Matter of fact, I don't even want to see you in meetings anymore, you fuckers.
I can't stand you people.
I hate you guys. You guys are horrible.
I figure if we can get along in like normal life or whatever, we can totally get along in this situation. Because our conversations are always super live, you know?
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know. So, you know what that means, Shelly.
I do.
It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
That's the best part is when we have somebody new on the show and they may mess up the dudes. I love that.
It's okay. That was pretty good.
We'll get it for your first time.
We've had way worse than that. Trust me.
Yeah, we had one friend. Who was it that was when they did? We did the dudes and they went... Doodly doo 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 doo.
Yeah,
doodly doo. Stop! Wow.
It didn't sound anything like a teletype.
It sounded like something you'd hear at Disneyland on a ride.
Okay, we have shout outs to a bunch of people that I didn't write down on the Boozy News this week because I was kind of in a rush to get them.
So try and remember.
So, shout out to Bill, Fran, Robert, Roger, David, Randy.
We have a couple new patrons on Patreon.
Tara. Roland is new, and Peter, no, Peter's not new. Mark was the new
Mark,
one.
Mark, yes.
Tara was new, and we just got Jeremy is new. Shout out to Jeremy.
Shout out to Jeremy.
Lee, Stryker, Dan, Alexandria, Georgette, all the usual suspects.
All the usual suspects.
Yes, Neil.
Sweet.
John, Johnny.
So what do we got? We got any good news today?
We actually only got one this week.
Oh, only one sent in?
Since last Sunday, yes.
Let me guess, from Damon.
Yes.
Shout out to Damon.
And this one is the dog that ate the lunch in Smithfield, Virginia.
That's kind of really relaxed sounding for Damon.
I know. He usually sends... Damon is, and we said this on the last show, he is a really super nice guy, has lots of friends. I always see his stuff. He's like going to church. He goes to meetings. He does all the normal fun, you know.
Okay.
But he sends in all the sex
and
news.
And then he sends us. And I'm wondering what kind of news services he subscribes to because he sends in all the wild stories.
Dirty Damon. Okay.
Dirty Damon. Oh, my gosh.
He's going to die laughing.
Dirty Damon.
Okay. Ow. So, but this one was in Smithfield, Virginia. Carol Jordan owns two. She has a farm and she owns two Labrador Mastiff mixes. So they're huge dogs. They're called Bear and Bull.
Uh-oh.
Aww.
Oh, but this is talking about ate the lunch.
There are no socks involved here.
Okay. That's good. Dogs and socks.
Yeah. So she gets a note in her mailbox.
Anybody that gets that should be ashamed of yourself.
I was hesitant and now I'm scared.
Yeah. Anybody that gets that joke should be scared.
Well, I only got the joke since I married you, so...
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Who should be ashamed of you? You're the one who corrupted me.
Now I'm in the middle of a marital argument. This is getting awkward.
Oh, no, it'll be awesome.
I'm just saying.
Oh, there are people that when they first meet us, think that we're on the verge of divorce.
I get that.
They get to know us.
I get that.
So anyway, she got a note in her mailbox one day from the postal carrier that said... And now I got to scroll up to find it. What it said. I drove up to deliver a package and both of your dogs crawled in my truck. They got into my lunch and ate an egg and some carrots and pumpkin seeds. I don't know if it will upset their tummies. I'm just
pumpkin
letting you know.
Seeds?
Or just FYI. Very nice postal care. She wasn't saying, she wasn't mad. Hmm. She wasn't any, she just said, here's what they ate out of my lunch. And there were carrots strewn along the lawn because apparently the dogs ended up not liking the carrots.
There's going to be carrots strewn along in the poo too.
So, she posts it on her Facebook thing. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe my dogs got out and ate the postal carrier's lunch. It went viral. She bought a $20 Subway card for the postal carrier. And now everybody's talking about the dogs that eat the postal carrier's lunch.
I'm interested in the pumpkin seeds because that sounds uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That just sounds uncomfortable.
She posted a picture of the dogs with the signs around them to shame them on Facebook.
Oh.
And Damon, don't get me wrong, but more sex stories.
Okay, you know, it's cute. The dogs, okay, whatever.
Dirty Damon was adorable Damon
not,
this
not
week.
A, not a, not, adorable a, not as good as Christine Brinkley.
That was old. Nobody's going to remember
this
that.
This guy had a dog named Christine Brinkley. He named his dog Christine Brinkley, the supermodel.
Yes.
And what was the story, Shelly?
Oh. He took it to the vet because he said that his dog was no longer interested in sex. And the vet said, well, you know, who are you trying to mate the dog with? And he said, no, you don't understand. It's me. Like, the vet was like, dude, you cannot be having sex with your dog. And like, brought him up on charges.
He's like, she's not really into it anymore. And he's like, dude, what can you imagine
can
being
you
the
do
vet?
Something about this? Like, yeah. Oh, no.
Isn't there like doggy Viagra? Dog-agra.
Not for female dogs.
No.
Okay, the next story.
Just give the dog a little bit of Spanish fly, you know? No yeah, big deal.
You know, I almost went with the Spanish fly.
This is fucking New York dog hair stuck to your microphone.
Okay.
Okay.
I did too.
It's warm. It could be chest hair.
No, it was definitely dog hair. Okay, never Naples, know. Florida.
Where's your fan, Bruce?
Florida. Florida!
Yes. I don't know if you would call them the heroes of the week, but it's a nice story. It's another aww. Couple getting married, Catherine Dean and Edwin Dean. In lieu of presents, they wanted to have 1,000 goats at their wedding.
1,000?
1,000 goats at yes. their wedding.
Well, it was kind of symbolic because what they asked people to do was to donate to a company called Villages of Partnership, which is like the heifer.
Right. You
thing.
Buy a goat buy, and they like, give it to some family
Each
somewhere.
Goat costs $50. Okay. And they want to raise enough for 1,000 goats.
Wow.
And
But people actually brought goats.
No, they didn't actually bring goats, but their wedding invitation that says, in lieu of gifts, please buy a goat. It was a little bit, you know, people weren't sure. But after people found out, they started, you know, donating, and some people actually bought like 4 or 5 goats.
Wow.
And they just got married this last week, and they're currently at 670 goats.
Wow.
For
that's pretty cool.
Sub-Saharan Africa, where they're having some issues with, you know, feeding people and
yeah.
they're having a goat commerce. Drought.
Well, no, it's not necessarily goats. Goats actually, because, you know, they can make them and sell the kids. They can use, you know, it's milk and butter and cheese and,
right,
and all
right.
of the stuff like that. And plus the meat. I mean, and they make more baby goats. So it's good for their economy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So they're
that's
kind of
cool.
kind of hero-ish. We usually look for somebody that's a little more dramatic. Oh, another hero. The Thai Navy SEAL actually
died. Oh,
that died
trying to save
the kids.
In the cave. So these 13
wow.
kids from a team of some kind
Soccer
went
team.
Went okay. adventuring in this gigantic cave complex in Thailand, and these monsoons happened, and they got the caves flooded, and they got trapped like 3 kilometers inside the cave, and no one even knew if they were alive, and these like Navy SEALs cave dove, and it's weird because you can't see anything because the water's like river water kind of stuff. So, but they found all the kids alive.
Wow, that's somewhat reminiscent of the Chilean miners,
yeah.
you know.
But
that
one Navy SEAL guy taking food and oxygen because they're running out of oxygen and they're sort of taking tanks of oxygen and stuff, actually died.
Wow.
So, yeah. That's a hero of the week.
We used to have kazoos to do the hero of the week sound, and we packed them.
I don't know where the kazoos
are. We got to get them out because we're having people writing in saying, you guys need the kazoos.
Where are the kazoos?
Okay, the next story is kind of interesting. 118 years ago, Queen Victoria, in order to boost morale among the soldiers fighting in the Boer War, sent tins of chocolate to every single soldier. One of those tins was actually rediscovered, and it still has the original chocolate in it.
Wow.
I'll bet that's
it's
not
going
good.
To go to auction. I saw a picture of the chocolate. It looks like chalk.
Does
it's,
it really?
It's like yeah. gray and like brittle. And but they're leaving it in the tin, and they're going to sell it at Sotheby's. It's going up for auction. And apparently...
For a fortune.
Apparently, the last time they found commemorative chocolate of any kind, it sold at auction for 4,000 pounds, I think, is what it said.
It's going to sell for more than that.
Like 5
because the military guys are going to want it. The Boer
yeah.
War collectors are going to want it. Everyone's going to want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Well,
I don't have any interest, but it's pretty interesting.
You're like,
yeah.
I don't have no interest
well,
in that.
I'm good.
Well,
no,
and because
I'm
it was
good.
Actually purchased by the royal family. It didn't come out of the Exchequer Fund. The
right.
Queen Victoria
yeah.
paid for every
wow.
soldier to get a tin of chocolate.
That's pretty cool.
So that is kind of cool. Where was I?
I wonder if I wonder if Catherine the Great's horse harness is going to be horse harness.
That's a myth. That didn't actually happen.
That's what you say.
That's what history says. Okay, next story.
Do you know that story?
No. Please fill me in.
Oh, man.
I mean, I know. I'm sorry, but I'm fascinated.
Was a czarist of Russia who supposedly died from the horse that was suspended, however, the thing breaking and falling on her. I think it's true. I heard about it from a history teacher.
Sounds
in
true.
College.
Definitely sounds true. Facts.
Okay, the next story is from?
Horse and socks.
Dogs. And socks.
Florida!
Horse and socks.
We get a lot of crap from Florida.
Yeah, a lot of weird stuff happens in
Florida. Believe it. I wonder if it's just so hot and muggy down there that everybody's insane.
That's where the first thing about bath salts came out.
Old and senile.
Where these guys
I remember.
Were eating people.
I don't want to talk
like
about
zombies.
My bath salt days. Let's just not talk about that.
Do you ever
quite
do it?
Yet. Oh, I did like 6 to 8 months. It's kind of a blur, and
I
barely
never,
ever slept.
I never met anybody that did it.
Oh, it was fascinating and very scary.
It was fascinating and scary, a lot like this show.
Yeah, okay.
I think I Twilight slept for like a month. Like it was
wow.
like a month worth of going to sleep at like 4 a.m. And by sleep, I mean like laying there with my eyes closed, and then like
the important thing
getting
is,
up.
Did
six.
You eat off anybody's face?
No.
Not that you recall.
I definitely didn't eat anybody's face, but I did see a lot of shadow people.
You know why you didn't eat off anyone's face? Because you weren't in Florida.
Probably.
Anyway, this is actually a boozy story in Florida.
Ooh.
This is the throat punch that turned out to be lucky for the victim. At a Florida gas station, The man who actually did the throat punching is not named in the story. He's the suspect. But the owner of the gas station, 63-year-old David Miller, was attacked by a man at 3:30 in the morning on Sunday because he would not sell him booze because the cutoff time is 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock?
Yeah, 3 a.m. in Florida.
Oh, shiznit.
So
I lived in the wrong state.
I know. Why didn't I live there? What?
So the guy got ticked off because, and plus he's already drunk, and he gets ticked off at the guy because he won't sell him the booze, and David Miller kept putting the booze back in the cooler. Finally, the guy, there's actually pictures of this online, the guy just turns around and wails and just takes him down to the ground. Like, I mean, he, you know, 63-year-old guy, he's on the ground.
Wow.
So he went to get a CT scan to make sure, because he hit his head pretty hard, to make sure everything was okay, where they discovered a brain tumor.
What?
Wow.
So the fact that this guy was trying to rob him.
So the throat punch guy
saved
is the
his
hero
life.
Of the week.
Ended up
wow.
saving his life. Yes. The guy ran off after he knocked down the old guy, thinking.
Yeah. Well, usually that's how it goes.
Yeah. And so they still haven't caught him. But now David Miller is, because the brain tumor turns out to be operable, now he's in the hospital getting emergency brain tumorectomy.
Jeez.
Is that a thing? Brain tumorectomy?
I made that up. But, yeah, he's getting his brain tumor removed. And he will probably be okay as long as the cancer hasn't spread. They haven't. There's
wow.
no word on that.
No. Well,
wow.
hopefully
but
good luck
yes.
to him.
But can you imagine? I wouldn't know whether to say thank you for saving my life or what the hell are you doing trying to get booze in my store? I just wouldn't know.
I don't know.
That's pretty crazy.
I don't know. All right.
But I've been told skinny-legged woman ain't got no soul.
I'm trying to figure out why did I copy this story, and I don't know. I think that's a giant advertisement. I can't figure out what that is. In Britain, animal rescuers are having an issue with drunk seagulls. Animal rescue people around, the seagulls are getting, I don't want to say sucked into plane intakes or whatever, but there's like huge... Apparently, and I'm trying to figure out where. Why am I having a problem?
You don't
want to
be
tonight?
In a jet that's had something sucked into its intake. I could tell you.
It just says
it's not good for the engine.
No, it doesn't. It's not. Dorset. In Dorset, apparently the planes are having trouble because there's these giant clouds of seagulls all of a sudden. This is a new thing. And they couldn't figure out why, when they would come to recover, the RSPCA would come to recover the seagulls, why they behaved as they were intoxicated. They would, you know, quarantine them and try to do tests. And then a few hours later, they would be fine and the birds would fly away. Hmm. And no harm, no foul. The brewery that's near the airport changed how they were
served seagulls.
No, how they released their brewing waste.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. And the birds were drinking the brewing waste, and then you had thousands of seagulls totally drunk flying everywhere.
And you know what? I'll bet that was the most popular place after a while, because after they do it a few times, they're like, oh, that shit there is good. That's way better than the water over there by the park with people throwing us breadcrumbs and shit. That's nothing compared to this.
Yes. Gotta love that mash, you know?
Yeah.
Gotta love that mash.
Yeah, we're going to tie one on now. Screw Bobby and his loaf of bread.
Okay, finally, this also out of
Florida.
Thank you.
Or Florida.
This is in Miami-Dade, and it is the only time I ever heard of in history where glitter saved the day.
Glitter?
Because
I love
glitter. I hate glitter because it's like you can never get rid of
it. It's so messy.
It's everywhere. And it's like Easter grass. You never get rid of it. It's forever. Glitter is forever. Anyway.
That's why strippers love it.
Oh, and there's a stripper in the story.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's why.
Yes.
The story starts at the
I usually get glitter
Cheetah
on my tongue all the time.
Gentleman's club. When Liz Mixel.
That's not her real name.
No, but that's a good one. I like that. Liz
I do.
Mixel.
That's good.
Liz Mixel Batista. And her husband, Raz Cates.
Wait,
what? She's married.
What? Yeah, I know.
And
he would
escort her to and from work. She's a stripper
what was his name?
Raz Cates.
Raz Cates.
He would
sounds
escort
like
her
someone I used to buy dope from.
Is he a DJ?
Hey, what's up, Raz?
He's got to be a DJ.
It doesn't say that he is.
He's a wannabe.
He's
a wannabe rapper or something.
Yes.
So she is the stripper at this Cheetah Gentleman's Club, and he would escort her
I've never been to a Cheetah Club.
Apparently, according to other strippers that work at the club and who have testified on Liz Mixel's behalf, she would typically keep her tips for a while. She'd save them up at the club in the safe.
Oh, I was, for a minute when you said she kept her tips, I'm thinking, I know where this is going.
So a couple of months ago, she and her husband, they decide we're going to gather up all the tips, take them home, deposit them, whatever.
Oh, let me guess.
They
were all gone.
They get pulled over. No.
Oh,
they
no.
get pulled over, and she has $19,953 in tips, mostly ones, I'm guessing, in a case.
And that would be a gigantic amount of ones.
And they have a gun.
Oh, man.
And there was a bottle of codeine cough syrup in the car.
Hey, she was sick. Let's not judge.
Well, here's the thing. So, according to
she caught bronchitis from one of her stripper.
Who knows?
Johns.
There were no other drugs in the car.
Stripper Johns.
There were no other drugs in the car, and the police demanded to search the vehicle based on the old "I smell marijuana." There was no marijuana in the car. There were no ashes. There were no roaches. There was nothing like that.
Why didn't they search the car based on it? There's a
cough
bottle
syrup
of
with codeine.
They didn't find the bottle. The bottle was on the floor on the passenger side. They didn't see it until they searched the car. However, they allowed the cops to search the car because they figured we haven't done anything wrong. It turned out that the gun was legally registered, legally owned by Raz Cates.
Okay, then.
The codeine cough syrup was prescribed to her.
See ya.
$20,000 disappeared. The cops, claiming that they did smell marijuana, used the federal asset forfeiture law and took everything.
Ew.
So, but however,
oh,
Liz
yeah.
Mixel,
not only is she going to get it back, but they're going to sue the shit
Liz
out of
Liz Mixel and her husband Raz think this is not fair.
Well, yeah.
So they file suit because they were never charged with a crime.
I support single mothers.
They were never charged with a crime. They never went to court a single minute. I mean, they weren't arrested. There was just nothing. They just took the money.
Right.
The police, the Miami-Dade police, said that they should be allowed to keep the money because they had probable cause and on suspicion of and yada yada.
No. That's
oh, no.
Not.
That is how federal asset forfeiture law. They can keep the cash.
That is ridiculous, because if people they didn't actually find any illegal drugs or any illegal, any illegal guns.
Back, but most people don't. And people have lost their homes. They've lost everything.
Well, we used to always talk about on the show where they'd be like, the police found 32 kilos of cocaine. I'm thinking, that means they found 46 kilos of cocaine.
Right. Yeah,
and they said they found 32, because who are you going to believe? The cops or the guy that got busted with 32 kilos?
So anyway, this winds its way through the courts. The very first judge, they got a lawyer. The lawyer is you know, does his opening, you know, spiel or whatever. The judge immediately sides with their lawyer and says, clearly these were stripper tips because they're covered in glitter.
Glitter saved the day. That's the first time that glitter has ever saved the day. I'm telling you that.
I can. You know what I can tell you? I'll bet glitter has ruined a lot of marriages, though.
Guaranteed.
I'll bet you.
Guaranteed.
Woman's like,
why do you have glitter all over your clothes?
John, where did this glitter come from? I was volunteering at the kindergarten today, and we were making something.
1996 wants its body glitter back. Thanks. Yeah.
So they were the cops were ordered to immediately return the cash, which, since it was evidence in the courtroom, I mean, there's like a big case of money there and it's covered in glitter. And the judge immediately agreed with the guy who said, I don't even know why this is a case.
Well, good for razzmatazz and what's
Liz Mixel.
And
Liz.
Good for razzmatazz and Liz Mixel.
Yes. And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news.
I give up.
That's awesome.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We're back.
Okay.
Welcome back, Shelly.
Awesome.
Do you remember that show, Welcome Back, Cotter?
No.
No, you never saw it?
Nope.
No, you lucked out. You lucked out.
We have like a happening young and, you know, moving and shaking kind of person on the show, so she doesn't watch shows like Welcome Back, Cotter?
I don't think I was even alive.
No, I'm sure you weren't. Mr. Cotter. All right. What's your sobriety date?
Hold on.
Freaking old.
Ooh, but I'll bet you know Ren I was and Stimpy are. Maybe four? Definitely. Of course I do. And Beavis and Butthead.
My mother loved that show. I don't know why she liked Beavis and Butthead so much. I always thought it was kind of stupid.
My kids love my Beavis and Butthead.
Now, let me ask you this. Although, I do. You're probably too old for this. How old are you?
You're not supposed to ask women that.
You can't ask a lady her age.
What year
Good thing
graduate?
I'm not a lady.
What year did you graduate?
I was born in 85.
Okay.
Yeah. So was Barney
a thing when you were young?
It was a thing whenever my sister was young.
Okay.
Yeah, Barney was more like early 90s kids, and I was always, you know, kind of an old soul, I guess.
We used to do Bad Barney.
Bad Barney?
Hey, everybody, it's Barney! Hey, how'd BJ get his name? Hey, Tasha, man, let me show you how to make $20. Okay.
I can't with this guy.
So we have a topic.
You have a topic.
That kind of fits along with Tasha Man. We got 20. No. Step 13.
Which is not an actual step. I'm just saying that disclaimer.
We usually do step 13 at the end of all the steps.
Did you do the disclaimer at the beginning of the show?
Of course I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Just checking.
I just want to say that the 13th step is my favorite step.
Well, whose isn't it?
It's not a real step.
That's why I really need 14, to be in recovery.
And 14 step is when you have your sponsor watch you do the 13th step.
Ooh.
That's just wrong. Ooh. Wrong.
So he can live vicariously through you. What are you looking at?
Billy.
She's looking at the okay, because normally when she starts to get a look like that, there's like some freaking Carolina wolf spider that's, you know, big enough to take down the chihuahuas.
No, Billy's just passed out on the cushion over there on the floor.
No more tarantulas, guys.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
there'll be one tonight because every time there's rain, the rain stops and then the tarantula comes up and then he has to sweep it down
there's
the street.
There's no problem with tarantulas.
They don't come in the house.
They're crazy.
Okay,
they're so
Shelley,
huge.
I know.
What is your feeling on the not really a step 13 step?
It's not a step.
You want to explain to the listeners?
Explain what
that entails, step 13?
When
you can claim it's not a step, but they call it step 13.
When you you being someone who is has been in recovery for a bit, preys upon someone who is new.
Preys upon
In a sexual fashion.
But what about whenever a newcomer preys upon an old timer?
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that we have a name for that.
I know.
That's a 13 and a half step.
13 and a half step?
13 and a half step.
That's my half step.
You did it.
I did it.
Oh, well, let's hear this story.
I did it, too.
I did it. Did you?
To my ex-wife.
You dirty dog.
What a mistake that was. Yeah, I met the first time I met her, she was in this recovery facility, and the first time I ever saw her, she threw a chair across the room. I'm like, yeah, that's the one for me.
She's a keeper.
That's the one for me right there.
Just crazy enough.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So tell us the story.
Yeah. So, okay. So, before Jeremy and I moved to Arizona, we lived in Ohio, and he and I met.
And he can't wait to hear the show, so you better watch what you say.
Yeah, he's super excited. He's so cute. So we went to this sober camping thing in Honking Hills, and all of my friends go to this sober camping thing, you know, and it's for
and
people.
I know it's
from
Ohio, but it sounds so oaky.
Honking Hills. It is in the Appalachian Mountain region of Ohio.
So it is kind of.
It's in the hills. Yeah. So at any rate, so a big group of us will go down and, you know, and it's people from different recovery communities, you
right.
know, it's like a big open camp out.
It's like a big camp out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so at any rate, this guy pulls up and he's driving a PT Cruiser. And so, of course, first off, I'm like, a guy in his 30s driving a PT Cruiser. I don't know about all this. But he gets out. And he's so adorable, and he's got these camo pants on, and he's got his camo pants tucked into his boots.
You're like, I gotta get me some of that.
And
right
this
there.
Black t-shirt, like he looked like a I don't know, sober Navy SEAL or something. He was like totally adorable, you know. And his son was there, who's now my stepson. And so all of our kids start playing together, and yada yada yada.
And you're like, well, I need to play together too.
Excuse me, your kid's over here being really annoying, but you're extra cute, so let's try to make this work. Like, his son, no, literally, our son Gabriel made a whole bag worth of s'mores during the meeting. They had fireside meetings every day, three times a day.
Right.
And so all the kids were kind of left to their own devices to some degree. Well, sure. Gabriel makes this whole plate full of s'mores for everybody, and then Jeremy comes back and he's like, what's going on? And Gabriel's like, I made s'mores for everybody. Like, Jeremy's
hell
like,
yeah.
Oh son, that was so thoughtful. Like, okay. So at any rate, like, we exchanged numbers, and we're like, well, maybe we'll see each other at meetings, you know. We got along really well. And so about 6 months
You're
later,
like, how long you got sober? He's like, what time is it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, yeah. So he had, let's see, he had two and a half years at the time.
That's not 13 stepping.
Oh, it definitely is, because I had 9 months.
Oh, backwards. Oh,
yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We reverse. It was the 13 and a half step, you know? So I'm like, you know.
You go, boy.
I know.
Jeremy. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, well, and, you know, all of us young girls in recovery are like, I'm going to get dressed up and go to a meeting, and I'm going to find my sober soldier, you know, like, I want to find like my ride or die. And he's going to be so spiritually fit, and we're going to meditate together and pray together. Like, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, not so much.
Well, I mean, you know, we do, but we're married now. So,
yeah.
So anyways. We end up getting together, you know, and it's been fantastic. It's awesome. And this whole blended family thing is new, but it's nice to be with someone else that's in recovery. You know, it's awesome, because nobody else can understand me the way that he understands me, You know, I know you guys.
Because
you guys
the only other
that.
Ones are practicing alcoholics. They understand you, and you're like, yeah, I don't think you're going to work out.
I don't think this is going to work anymore. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, like, I totally, like, 13 and a half stepped him. I mean, I went after him, and I'm like, you're super cute. And actually, I made a joke on Facebook Messenger about his picture. He posted a picture about six months later or so, and he's in this car. And I'm like, nice car, Jeremy. And he's like, oh, yeah, the chicks love it. I was like, yeah, because they want to drive it. Such a grandma car. But he doesn't have it anymore. Thank goodness.
And it's funny because, see, PT Cruisers in, like, Southern California, they were, like, the surfer cars. They were, like,
really?
Surf. Oh, yeah, you'd see surf racks on them and
stuff.
For a while,
they were really seriously popular.
Wow. Yeah, but they were also really seriously decked out, too.
Really?
I mean, California's got this thing about cars where you just can't have a car. You've got to put tons of shit on it. But now, see, my thing with 13 step is people get sober, right? And people kind of tell you that you should hang with other people in the program. So where is a guy going to go shopping for a girl except at meetings, right? Because you're going to go to a meeting every day. You're going to hang out with all sober people. You're going to get rid of all your... So what happens to good-looking young women in program? They get swept up really quick.
We get hugged a lot.
Well, and they get taken really quick.
Yes.
They get taken really quick. So, and you know, and I hate to say this because, you know, and women around the world will come down on me for this. And it's just a numbers game because more guys get sober. So more guys stay sober longer because there's more of them that are getting sober. There's less
Makes
women
sense.
That are getting... Because guys are dumb. Guys will take care of girls while they're drinking. You know, and it's like, as long as I'm getting some, I'll put up with you. But women don't do that for guys.
No.
They don't. Mm-hmm. Guys are getting loaded. Pretty soon the woman goes, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we've got our limits.
Yeah.
You know?
So what happens is these guys, here comes a really cute girl in the program, and if he doesn't make a move pretty quick, somebody else is, and he's going to be out of luck. And so, you know, some of these women are like less than a year, like most of them. And the guys are like, well, I got to hook up with her now. Well, I got the opportunity. Now, Shelly, you've been very quiet.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Just hear what?
Let's hear your
My
comments.
My disdain for the 13th stepping.
Oh, see, she hates you now. Look
don't,
at you.
I was going to say, don't you judge me.
Don't you judge me.
I'm not judging anybody. What I'm judging is...
Behavior?
The predatory behavior.
You
of some
predator.
Of the men
you predator, you
of
care.
Some of the men in the rooms.
Where's Chris Hansen?
Wait.
I don't see any cookies.
Wait. The predatory nature of the men... But I don't hear any about the women. I got 13-stepped several times.
Okay. It's mostly the men. Well, okay.
I was living on the roof of an Alano club, and I had a chick in a Corvette ask me if I wanted to drive her Corvette. I'm like, let's see. I live on the roof of the club. I've got nothing going. This cute girl says, you want to drive my Corvette? I'm like, yes.
Okay.
Drove it straight to her house.
I can only speak, you know, it's experience, strength, and hope. I can only speak from my experience. My experience is... That
I 13th up you.
You did not. I wasn't in the program at the time.
Well, I mean,
semantics.
Like you know what? That's like the 15th step right there. It's like you hadn't even made it to program yet.
There we go.
It's a little frustrating for me as a sponsor, and somehow I always end up with really young girls as sponsees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know because I'm not judgmental. And it's really difficult for me to run the gauntlet with them when there's all of these guys. I'm trying to get this girl who's got 2 weeks sober. I'm trying to get her through the first step, and I've got guys trying to pick her off like she's in a duck hunting range or something. And that's frustrating.
Well, and I totally get that too because I mean, you know, there's a lot of other stuff that goes along with that addictive personality, and one of those things is that codependent personality thing.
Yes.
And so, you know. We have a tendency. I heard a girl one time and she said, My children's father is my tattooed god with skin. And that makes sense to me because we do the whole codependency thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, how easy would it be to pick this girl off. And then she's like, oh, you know, like, I don't need your God because I've got this one over here. And he's hot and he's older and he's got money and he's sober and he's stable and he has his own house and car and a job. And these are all the things that, you know, all the guys my age or that are still out there running and gunning don't have yet. So it's looking real good over here.
Well, interestingly,
forget the steps. I'm going to go over here and buy sponsors.
Interestingly,
everything's
enough,
fine now. You
and
know,
I
no
don't
deal.
Know. I don't know what it was, but I have to tell you. And being in an area in Southern California where there's, you know, there's a bazillion fucking people and a bazillion meetings, Shelly had this crop of, like, sponsees that were all, like, hot chicks. They were all, like, hot chicks.
All in their early and 20s. All
we're at this 14, meeting. This teens. Girl comes walking into the meeting.
I just want to say that we all gravitate towards our own kind.
Well,
get it, girl. Get it, girl.
Oh, thank you.
So we're at this meeting, and she has this new sponsee. And this sponsee is pretty hot looking, right? Mm-hmm. The problem is she's 17.
Ooh.
So she walks into this meeting, and what did you say to people, Shelly?
Okay. Adorable blonde chick. She's got all these guys starting
built like
to
a brick
cluster
house
around her. And I'm like elbowing my way through. And one of the guys sort of whispers at me. He's like that like loud whisper like everybody can hear. You know, who's that? And I just said, this is jailbait.
I know that's right.
And like it was like the Red Sea parting. Everybody moving back. And then she says, but I'll be 18 in 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. And everyone was kind of like back around. They're like,
yeah.
They're, you know, it's like they had these countdown things for their alarm clock. They're like, let's see when she turns.
Now, interestingly enough, she is still sober.
Oh, good.
She
good,
fired
good.
Me at 9 months because
she did all her steps in like 3 months.
Yeah.
Or
oh,
something.
Blazed
like,
through.
Man, that sounds like me. That's exactly how I was.
And she was doing great. She fired me when she had about 9 months because she said that even though I was spending every afternoon and I was altering my meeting schedule for her and do it, that I didn't have enough time for her. And I said, okay, whatever's, you know, I don't have an issue with that. You want to fire me? I don't care because to me, it's like whatever is best for your recovery.
Right.
I'm still sober, so you did your job.
Right.
And you're still sober, so, you know, if you need something else, go for it. And I suggested somebody that I knew that was kind of a bit of a hard ass in one of the meetings that I only peripherally knew. And she said, yeah, I've heard her speak. I think maybe I will ask her. And she and I stayed, my sponsee and I stayed pretty good friends. I ran into her about 4 months later at one of the meetings that we used to go to that we, at the time she was still going to, but I stopped going to. But I'd gone back to it. And I said, so how you doing? And she said, oh, I'm okay. Just busy. You know, I'm going to meetings and work. And she was in school. Mm-hmm. And I said, so you're still with, you know, the name of the sponsor. And she said, yeah, I did get her as my sponsor. And I looked at her and I said, you miss me yet? And she said, yes, I miss you so much. Because apparently this chick was doing all of those weird Charlie and Dave notebooks and things. I mean,
okay.
Tons
okay.
of extracurricular stuff. I do the first 164
stuff
pages.
Stuff
that's
not
it.
In the big book.
Right. I do the big book, and that's it. And she was like, I'm working so hard. I'm tired.
And she, didn't she, not exactly 13 step though, huh?
No.
She hooked
the
up with a guy that was, yeah.
She did the two wet
noodles.
Two
wet noodles trying to make a rope.
Yeah. She hooked up with a guy that was about had about the same amount of time that she did, and everybody including me said, this is not a good idea, this is not a good idea, not a good idea.
That's such a bad idea.
It was a bad idea.
I tell,
but he went out but she didn't, so you know,
I tell you know what, here's another problem with guys will be like, I can't wait a year to get in a relationship. I'm like, oh yes you can.
Yes.
I'm like, now sports sex is okay. But the problem is, and because guys will always be like, oh, I can do that. And I'm
now
like,
listen.
You think you can do that. But a lot of guys that say, oh, yeah, I could love him and leave him. I'm like, as long as you both know that that's what it is.
Girls
I go, but
won't.
The problem
well,
is,
exactly.
If you are deceiving the girl and being like it's anything more than sports sex, then you're deceiving her. And I'm like, if she says, you know what, I want a friend with benefits, that's great. But if you start getting, you know, because you know what? Misery loves company. One of you goes out, the other one's probably going to go.
Probably going to follow. Well, okay, so here's the thing, though. like, I don't know. Yeah, you know.
I had a lot of sports sex when I was new.
You know, you can tell her. You can tell her, look, this is just friends with benefits. This is not going to lead to something serious right now. You know, I'm really interested in my recovery program. You know, yeah.
My sponsor said all I can do is sleep with you.
Because that's going to sound really good anyway.
But doesn't work for guys either, because they will get just as involved as women will.
Oh, and we get so sometimes emotionally attached.
And so will guys. They all play like they won't, and they all do.
Really?
Yeah. They all pretend like they're not going to. Oh, yeah. Oh, like, okay. When you had a fairly new person who was hanging out with the roid rage guy.
Oh, geez. Him.
This guy was like roided up. I mean, this guy was massive, gigantic guy.
He had no neck.
And he was like, you know, one of these hang 'em and bang 'em type, and, you know, I'll just hit this and move on. And
machismo.
Next thing you know, this guy is like stalking her. I mean, like, way obsessed.
Yeah, that was scary.
Until he threw her out of the moving car.
Yeah. He shoved her out of a moving truck, and she called me to come and get her at the corner because she was banged up a little, but she was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the last time she saw him, finally.
Yeah.
Roid rage.
We've gone over because we had a third person. So.
Well, we also went over because we had 24 minutes on boozy news.
Oh, that's true, because I had an extra story.
Yeah,
because
instead of a half-hour show, you had 24 minutes of boozy news and 3 minutes of banter before that. So
20 minutes of recovery-ish.
So, Shelley, what would your final words on 13th step be?
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Which basically means you won't be doing any 13 stepping.
My final words on that, to give a final words on Shelley's final words, then I should have banged indiscriminately because that's what I wanted done to me.
I need to think of different last words.
So, guys, if you're out there and you want women to come on, you better be out there hanging and banging. That's what Shelley said.
I
just heard her say that on the air. So what are your final words?
I mean, look, as a 13 and a half stepper, I'm just saying I'm happily married.
Oh.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's all I know.
Shelly, do you have any additional final words, or are you going to stay with the treat others as you'd have them treat you, which is an invitation for every guy in the world at 13 step?
Okay, well, I just think it's a bad idea. I think your recovery comes first.
She was nearly rendered speechless.
I was.
Nearly.
I was almost apoplectic.
So, Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
The Evangenitals.
The Evangenitals.
It had to be.
It's a great band. I love those guys. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
And take care of you.
And if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll continue to get what you've always had.
Something special about him, though everybody special in their own special way, but there's something about his kind of special. His kind of special really makes my day. Ooh, baby, you're so sweet to me. Ooh, baby, you're so sweet to me. Now I don't want no honey, baby, 'cause I stole it from the beast. And I don't need no sugar. Someone else's clothes. And I don't need no sexy leather, 'cause I got some skin of my own. Long as you've got love for me.